Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to the Mental Gym. You know, I was thinking the other day, life's like a crazy gym workout, right? We're constantly pushing ourselves, trying to stay fit, healthy, both physically and mentally. And just like any good workout, we need support. We need people in our corner cheering us on, helping us through those tough sets, and celebrating our victories. Today's episode is all about building those rock-solid relationships that act as your mental well-being cheer squad. The kind of connections that lift you up, keep you motivated, and help you navigate life's inevitable challenges. Ever feel like you're carrying a heavy weight on your shoulders? Sometimes, it's not just our own thoughts or anxieties. It can be the strain of unhealthy relationships draining us, leaving us feeling depleted and stressed. So, how do we build those supportive relationships that actually make a difference? Let me give you 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First, communication is king. Think of it like training for a marathon. You need clear signals, open lines, and consistent check-ins. Share your thoughts and feelings honestly with the people you trust, and actively listen when they do the same. You know that feeling when someone truly listens without judgment? That's gold. It creates a safe space to be vulnerable and build deeper connections. Second, quality over quantity. Remember those gym buddies who always push you to your limits, make you laugh, and genuinely celebrate your progress? Those are the ones you want to focus on. You don't need a huge circle of acquaintances. Invest in the relationships that bring value and support to your life. Third, give as much as you receive. Relationships aren't one-sided. Think of it like a mental well-being barter system. Offer support, empathy, and understanding when your friends and loved ones are going through tough times. Celebrate their wins, be there for them during setbacks, and remember that little acts of kindness go a long way. Fourth, set healthy boundaries. You wouldn't let someone hog the treadmill or use your headphones without asking, right? The same goes for relationships. Learn to say no when you need to protect your mental well-being, prioritize self-care, and make time for activities that recharge you. Finally, don't be afraid to seek professional help. Sometimes, even the strongest gym buddy can't fix everything. If you're struggling with relationships, consider talking to a therapist or counselor. They can offer valuable tools and guidance to navigate difficult situations and build healthier connections. Let me paint you a quick picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, family, and her own personal goals. She's always feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. One day, she realizes that many of her friendships have become one-sided. She's constantly giving support but rarely receiving it in return. She starts setting boundaries, communicating her needs clearly, and prioritizing relationships that bring genuine joy and support. Slowly but surely, she feels the difference. Her energy levels rise, her stress decreases, and she rediscovers the power of truly fulfilling connections. So, there you have it, 5 key takeaways to build those rock-solid, supportive relationships that are essential for your mental well-being. Remember, it's not just about having a big network. It's about cultivating deep, meaningful connections that enrich your life and help you thrive. This week, I challenge you to take one small step towards strengthening a relationship that matters. Send a thoughtful message, schedule a coffee date, or simply make an effort to listen with empathy. You'll be surprised by the positive impact it can have on both of you. Until next time, keep lifting those weights, both physically and mentally.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.